Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Bagel Mic, powered by student voice, where students lead the way. We are students from Winnebago Public School, broadcasting from Winnebago Native American Rivers of the Nation in Winnebago, Nebraska. This podcast is created by us for the world.
Today's episode is about Ho-Chunk celebrations. Before we begin, we want to share something we're thankful for.
I'm thankful for my dogs.
I'm thankful for cats.
I'm thankful for my family.
I'm thankful for my family,
too. I'm thankful for food.
Now let's get into it. Once again, the topic we are talking about is Ho-Chunk celebrations, power.
When was your first Halo month?
I was like 2, and it was really good.
That's nice. And when was your first Halo?
When I was 5.
Holy. Was it good?
Yeah.
Afternoon. When is your first?
I never went to power, but I experienced it on TV.
Yes. When was your first power?
I can't remember what age, but I was pretty young. It was fun.
My first power was when I was about 5 years old. It was fun.
And when, if you ever went to like a funeral, what did you like eat?
Mine, it was a chicken, our hamburger and rice soup, and some fried bread and some Kool-Aid.
What was your first? No. Mine was spaghetti and
probably that's all.
That is good.
What was your first meal at like a funeral?
Indian burger and taco.
Yeah. That sounds fun. What was your first meal?
What was it called?
Fried bread? Spaghetti, Gatorade, water, Kool-Aid. I think that's all.
That sounds nice. And that's what I mostly have to say.
Did you guys like, or
you guys dance at the powwow? What, like, even if you did, what would you do? Like, what type of dancing?
I actually had danced in the arena with my regalia on, and during like an actual competition, I think I got 4th place, and I was dancing fancy.
What about you?
I just dance wherever.
And do you travel? I never went to a Ho-Chunk powwow.
But you were in good one though.
What would you do? Like, what type of dance?
Grass.
I never really danced, but if I did, it would be something my last dance.
Mine would be,
Was it called Jingle?
Yeah, Jingle Dress.
Yeah, I would do that one.
What do you guys like to eat when watching, like, the powwows and stuff?
Me? Any of you guys?
I would like to eat popcorn, nachos, and some sort of juice.
That sounds yummy. What about you, Kimani?
I would eat nachos and fries
and a drink.
Oh yeah, to add to mine, I would also like to eat cheese fries.
Cheese fries? What about you, Trevor?
Cheese fries, spaghetti, and soda.
I would eat Indian taco and
water.
Okay. What would you like to eat if you were watching a power?
Huh?
Do any of you guys have anything to say?
For what?
For a question?
No.
Loco?
Oh, actually, I got one. Did you guys, like, ever experience, like, the drum and, like, seeing someone, like, feel better?
I have.
I don't think I have.
Wait, can I tell you guys about it?
Yeah.
So, once I was running around, and I was, like, where, like, the toys were, like, where those hats were,
yeah.
And I look across from me, and there was, like, already a competition, and I see someone on a wheelchair, and then I didn't think of nothing. Then I looked back, and it was, like, the grandma, like, couldn't walk. So then I would look behind me again, then I seen her, like, standing up, and then I seen her, like, starting to, like, scrub, and scrubbing is a tap dance for girls.
Yes, that's good, because
it was, like, a grandma?
Yeah, it was, like, a healing from a gun.
A healing?
Mm-hmm, like, the drum healed her. I mean, she, like, stood up.
Can I share a story? Me and my family were at a powwow, and while we were there, it was, like, really hot. And so we were just walking around in, like, in the shade, and we were looking at, like, jewelry and stuff. And it was fun. It was good. But when some of the dancers got a heat stroke, I got worried for them because I didn't know if they would be okay or not. Do you guys have any stories you guys want to share?
No.
No.
No, I don't think so.
You want to listen?
Do you guys have any questions on what I just said?
Thanks for listening to the Bagel Mic. We hope our voices made you think, feel, or smile today. Remember, your voice matters, our story matters, and you matter. Thank you. See you all again.
Wa inigi sana.